For those of you that don't know, I'm not, or haven't realized yet, I'm not Father Ventry. Father Sisa here. And I know what you're probably thinking. You know, Father Ventry's gone again, and Father Sisa is the only priest around here that does any work. So it's okay, I'll manage. Father Ventry is out. He had the opportunity to go to New York to the CFRs. One of his classmates entered the religious life and became a Franciscan monk, and he is ordained a priest. I believe the ordination was today, so please pray that Father Ventry has a good trip, and that Father, he has a religious name now. It used to be Rusty, but it's like Father Boniface or something like that. And we also had ordinations for our own diocese today. I was able to go to Lincoln. Please pray for Father Luke Fleck and Father Doug Darrow, who were ordained. They'll have their first masses tomorrow. So great, just a beautiful time in the church and an opportunity to just again to celebrate the great gift that God has given to us in the Most Holy Priesthood. You may have heard that my dad died a couple weeks ago, and although it's been sad and it's been you go through that normal grieving process, you know, that we've gone through as a family, one of the things that it's also enabled me to reflect on is really the graces that I have received in my own life, and especially the gift of my parents. My folks were, it would have been 50 years in February that they were married. And I just think about that that love that they had for one another, and that love that they shared with us as children and going on as we grew up and even into adulthood. What a great gift that was for me, just in my own personal formation. And my own, but also helping me to really to form me in to be able for ministry, and a lot of the things that I know and I understand about spiritual fatherhood came from my own dad, and so that's been a really a beautiful gift. And the reason that I was thinking about that is, as I was praying about the readings this week, that we celebrate a Trinity Sunday. And the Trinity, the belief that we have as Catholics of three persons in one God, it's the central mystery of our faith. I mean, that and the Incarnation, that God became man, are really the two great mysteries of our faith. But to be honest with you, as a priest, it's probably the most difficult to preach on. I mean, how do you explain that? I mean, clovers only go so far, you know, in trying to wrap your noodle around this mystery of God being three persons in one nature. You know, it's hard for us to understand that, but it is something that has been revealed to us. And so I think that for me anyway, as I prayed about it, I think the best way for me anyway to understand the Trinity is really through love. If you ever study ancient Greek philosophy, some of the ancient Greeks, they actually reasoned to the existence of one God. But one of the other things that they were thinking about as they went through that is that that they see within human beings that love is a perfection. And so if you just have one God, you know, this unmoved mover, as they would call it, how can a single God have love in him? You know, if you just have one God, who does God share? Because everything else is beneath him, if he's the one only God. But then if you have two gods, then you can't have an infinite being. Because one of the gods will have something that the other one doesn't have and so it doesn't work really philosophically to have two infinite gods. And so they ran into this problem of the one and the many. And so the way that we answer that, the way that we respond to that as Christians, is that, yes, we do believe in one God, that there is one divine nature, that there is one infinite God. But within God, within that divine nature, there is a trinity of persons that really expresses love. And so it is correct to say that God is love. It is correct to say that the Trinity is love. And it is that love that of God that we are created in the image and likeness of, not simply as with intellect and will, with the capacity to know and love, but really in terms of our human relationships, in terms of the human family, we are created in the image of God. And so God the Father he possesses a divine nature. He is this total giving of himself. He is this outpouring of love. The Son receives that gift of love from his Father and entrusts himself, who he is as God, to the Father. There never was a time that the Father did not exist before the Son. This is an eternal procession. But the Father begets the Son. The Son receives his eternal existence from the Father. And going forth from that love, it generates new life. It generates a new person. It generates the Holy Spirit. So when we think about our human experience of love, when we are born, It is that going forth of love from our parents, from that love, from that giving of our Father's love, from our mothers receiving that love from the Father, and going forth in love, it generates new life. It generates another person. And so we experience that spiritual childhood in a sense, that we are loved. That we experience just being loved by our parents. Because that's, as a baby, that's all we can do. You know, we can eat and we can make dirty diapers and that's about it. But our parents love us. And so we receive that gift of love. But as we grow up into maturity, we begin to develop relationships. We begin to develop friendships. You know, so it, flowing from that love that we have of understanding what it means to be a child, then we are able to have these love of friendships. And that those friendships, the most special form of that, ultimately then, is the relationship of marriage. And that giving of self, as I said, of the spouses, of being for someone else, of giving and receiving love in that intimacy of that relationship, in that generation of new life. It's Trinitarian. So God is love. And so the Trinity is love. And so we, as human beings, being made in the image and likeness of God, we are called to love. We are called to be loved. We are called to give ourselves in love. And this is ultimately what it means to be baptized into the Father, into the Son, into the Holy Spirit. We are baptized into God's love. And so our vocation, our calling in life, is to make visible that invisible love of God. And whether it means through being a child and accepting God's love and His mercy and His forgiveness, being an adopted child of our Father in heaven, whether it means being a spouse or giving our sons and selves in love, whether it means being a good Christian friend, all of those are a part of that ideal of loving that we are called to make visible. And not just with the people around us, but that Jesus says we are called to manifest and to make visible that love of God even to our enemies. Because there's a completeness in that. There's a total self-giving in that, that manifests that love of God. God is love. The Trinity is love. And we, as members of the human family, are called to make visible God's love in the world around us. So this week, let us think about that. How are we called to love? How are we, you know, how are we called to receive God's love and His mercy? How does God want us to receive that this week? How are we called to express that love and make that love visible in the world around us, to our friends, to our family, to our spouse? And as we live in love and as we make visible God's love, it is then truly that we will be able to continue to build up the kingdom of God.